As Oliver and Captain James sailed away from the island, the sea seemed to churn with knowledge of their new quest. The stars shone brighter, lighting up the path to the Chronolume. It was said to be hidden in the Temporal Isles, a place where no ordinary sailor could venture, where the waters ebbed and flowed with the currents of time itself. The journey was long and fraught with peculiar occurrences. Time played tricks on them. The sun rose and set in erratic patterns, and sometimes they would see glimpses of themselves on the deck from hours before. The amulet of eternal wisdom glowed steadily, a compass through the anomalies of time. Finally, they reached the Temporal Isles, a cluster of islands that seemed to flicker in and out of existence like a mirage. The islands were untouched by time, each a different epoch encapsulated in land and foliage. One was lush with prehistoric flora, another bore medieval structures, while a third shimmered with futuristic architecture. In the center of it all was the Isle of Now, where the Chronolume was said to reside. As they stepped onto the isle, the air buzzed with energy, and the fabric of reality felt thinner. Ancient obelisks etched with runes of time stood as sentinels, guiding them towards the heart of the island. There, in a clearing surrounded by pillars of light, stood the Chronolume. It was an intricate device of ethereal beauty, its beams woven with the threads of time, shimmering and shifting constantly. The loom was guarded by the Chronowraiths, spectral beings who were the embodiment of moments that had passed and yet to come. Oliver and Captain James prepared for what could be their most challenging trial yet. As they approached, the Chronowraiths stirred, their forms blurring like old memories. They spoke in riddles of time, questioning the travelers' motives and their worthiness to approach the Chronolume. With wisdom gleaned from the amulet of eternal wisdom and the voices of the ages carried by the Scepter of Echoes, Oliver answered their riddles. He spoke of the importance of preserving the past to safeguard the future. The Chronowraiths, satisfied with his answers, allowed them passage. As Oliver's hand touched the Chronolume, he felt the weight of countless moments, the joy and sorrow of ages. The loom hummed to life, and the threads of time glowed brighter. It wove a tapestry that showed them glimpses of the past they sought to protect and a future they hoped to secure. But the moment was fleeting. A terrible force shook the island, a sign that the threat to time's fabric was close at hand. The seas around the Temporal Isles grew wild, and a dark figure appeared on the horizon, a harbinger of the foe they were yet to face. With the knowledge of the Chronolume etched into their minds, Oliver and Captain James knew they had little time to act. They set sail once more, racing against the unraveling threads of destiny. The battle to save the world's story was upon them, and they would need all their courage and the artifact's powers to weave the future they desired. To be continued.